Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will take a detailed look into the subject of dental fillings. So, let's start! A dental filling is one of the most common procedures in restorative dentistry. That is the reason why it is one of the topics a dentist will talk to the patient about most frequently. Eine Zahnfüllung ist eine der häufigsten Behandlungen in der restaurativen Zahnmedizin. Deshalb ist sie eines der Themen, über die die Zahnärztin oder der Zahnarzt am häufigsten mit Patienten spricht. Let us start with the different materials used for fillings. Number 1. Amalgam. Amalgam is a traditional material made from metals, including silver, mercury, tin, and copper. The advantages are that it is strong, durable, and cost-effective. Its disadvantages are its silver color. Therefore, it is not aesthetic, and it is less commonly used today. Since the 1st of January, 2025, the use of amalgam for new dental fillings is forbidden in Germany and the European Union. Number 2. Composite resin. It is a tooth-colored plastic and glass mixture. Its advantages are its natural appearance. It bonds well to the tooth and is versatile. The disadvantage is that it is less durable than amalgam in very large restorations. Number 3. Glass ionomer cement, GIC. GIC releases fluoride. It is useful in dental treatment of children or for temporary fillings. Its benefit is protection against further decay. Its disadvantages are that it is not as strong or durable. Number 4. Ceramic or porcelain. Ceramics are made in the dental lab. They are very aesthetic and durable. Their advantages are resistance to staining and long-lasting. Their disadvantages, they are more expensive and require 2 visits. Number 5. Gold. Gold is a very strong and long-lasting material. It has excellent durability and is biocompatible. On the other hand, it is expensive, not tooth-colored, and requires more than 1 appointment. Now, let's look into patient-dentist communication on recommending different kinds of fillings. Option 1. Composite or tooth-colored filling. From a dentist's point of view, you can say, one option is a composite filling, which is tooth-colored. It blends in with your natural teeth, so it's almost invisible. The procedure is quick and done in 1 appointment. The only disadvantage is that it may not last as long as your previous amalgam filling in very large cavities. The patient's answer, "That sounds good for me. I don't want people to notice it." The dentist replies, "Yes, especially in visible areas, composite is usually the most aesthetic choice."
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Option 2. Glass ionomer cement. The dentist explains, "I've checked your tooth. The cavity is quite small and close to the gum line. An option we can consider is a glass ionomer cement filling." The patient needs more information. "I haven't heard of that before. Could you explain it to me, please?" The dentist answers, "Glass ionomer cement is a tooth-colored filling material. It's not as strong as composite or ceramic, but it has some special advantages. For example, it releases fluoride, which helps protect the tooth against further decay. That's why we often use it for children's teeth, for root surfaces, or as a temporary filling." Option 3. Ceramic filling. The dentist starts off by saying, "We also offer ceramic fillings, also called inlays or onlays. These are made in a dental laboratory, so they fit very precisely. They are very strong and natural looking. They require 2 appointments and are a higher but worthwhile investment." A patient responds, "So they last longer?" The dentist answers, "Yes, they are very durable and resist staining, but they are not as quick or affordable as a regular filling." Option 4. Gold filling. The dentist explains, "Finally, we can use gold. It's extremely durable and biocompatible, often lasting decades. However, it's more expensive, and of course, it doesn't look like a natural tooth." A patient responds, "I think gold would stand out too much." The dentist may say, "Yes, most patients today prefer composite or ceramic for aesthetic reasons." Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To stand out. Auffallen, herausstechen. To prefer. Etwas, jemanden bevorzugen. To blend in. Sich einfügen, sich anpassen. Durable. Haltbar. Worthwhile. Lohnenswert. Root surface. Zahnwurzeloberfläche. Gum line. Zahnfleischrand. Tooth colored. Zahnfarben. Resistance. Widerstand. Abwehr. Staining. Färbung, Verschmutzung. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit dem Ablauf einer Füllungsbehandlung. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.